hind is like boiver. It's time before Epshar Achize a little bit. In Tzad Echad we know that I'll start Fakert. Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Ezra Yudel Zatzal went in 1 year like Boimer to the Bis Medrash, found 5 Bacher in Bis Medrash. So he gave every Bacher 5 lirot. That was a lot of money. I think it was like $500 today. The year later it was 30 Bacher already, so he didn't give no one. You know, what is the ganze Zach, we macht a grace like Boimer? So, there's different reasons the Maise, the Tzad Echot, in Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, is Posku, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Lomus, Fakir, it was a Yom Yeshua. This is the main Simcha like Boimer. In andere Plätze steht, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter in this day, like as a minig, a lot of people go to Miron, Psa Chasim Sefer, Psa Lange Tshuva, he danced. If they allowed to burn clothes for the make, there was a minute to make a big fire in like Boimer. And a dancer Shav was with Baltashchis, Dachzach the Maskona, Sinishkin Baltashchis, Psa Choshev Inyan Take. Today I think they make it with tree, they don't use the clothes. Then also they use the clothes. But again, we see from Tshuva Chasim Sefer, Sinishkin Narishkeit. Sinishkin Narishkeit. Grace Zachem. But what is the ganze simcha? If the simcha is Shem Baruch Hai was nifter, it's a ganze simcha. If Shem Baruch Hai was nifter, so what is that? They dance, they sing. It was nifter. It was in fakab go. But the Teretz is, we believe that the people that do the Rotzen Hashem, the emissar Rotzen Hashem, the whole tachlis that they come to this world is. When they go upstairs to the Shemayim, they come into the richtige Heichol, to the richtige Platz, it's a great sach with the Neshama. And every year the Neshama goes more and more. Rav Shim Bar Yochai has given Asher Eladetoy. So in Mele, in Yom Ilule, that the Neshama goes up, Fakar, we freyach with the Neshama zusammen. But, you know, when you stand in such a place and you freyach zusammen, is because mitracht bald mikum dort, yeah, gewaltig that he came there. But mit auf seinen derselbe sort, you know, you can't mach der ganze Freilach mit der ganze Rav Shim Bar Yochai und zu hart sich an andere Platz. I want to say a kleine Sach, far we start by Etzem, we'll be Isaac in our fire, the andere sort fire, Stückel, say over, I think, from one of the Tanoim, that he sent his son to Mitzrayim to learn Teire. So he heard that his son became Isaac with the Chevre Kaddisha dog. There was a lot of Mason Mitzvah. When Choshev Mitzvah, the greatest Sgula to Mistapel, Mason Mitzvah is Mamish, the greatest Sgula in the world. And he heard his son is busy with all these Sgulas. Rabban Kotler would bring it. So he told him, "Klum in meisim betveria shlachticho leMitzrayim." I sent you to learn in yeshiva. I didn't send you to a mitapel in the zachar. Bara kum da bar yotz alam yotz Israel. I'm just gekumen to fasgulas. Chazal say, "Mipnei ma ein peres ginoisar biRushalayim. Mipnei ma ein chametveria biRushalayim." זה דבר של זוק, אז תגבי מירושלים, אז יש גם אינך מטבריה, אז תגבי אינך מירושלים, עוד מעט עושה מעין נגמור, זה כמו משהו. מפני מה אינך מטבריה בירושלים, שלא יהיה רואי לרגולים, yeah, we came to the רגל, אבל מחב תראי אינך מטבריה, מחב תראי, פיירס גנסה. המן שקום צלרן על ארץ ישראל, and it's schwer at the beginning, everyone passes the couple first weeks, over well, he doesn't know, he's sure, he's big mistake that he came, he thinks, and then he gets used to it. I can say that. And if Chaz v'Sholem, and nutz the ganze Zach to some happening that happens in Eretz Yisrael, I feel a good happening. Where weiss wifel sin emt avek from the kumen in Eretz Yisrael to learn in Teire? The gedav gebin achtik af az azach. אמר המנש קום פדם עלי, צריך חושב בזך. אבל אמר, מדברים את זה, אבל רבות זורים אין זך. סנאי גמור אין כסובס, נדבעים את פרק המדיר. גמור נעסק את זה. היזורו בבעל אירו אסון. Be careful בבעל אירו אסון. זה גבין אמר למחלה, סגי סטרו אסון. So if the hand again a machle, it was very catchy, the Gemara says, if you slept in the side, in the wind, when the wind blew from the Baal Irasan, you got that illness. Hizaru be Baal Irasan. Rav Zeher la Yossi bezike, Rav Lezer la Ayin beole, Rav Avi ve Rav Asi ve Achli mebe, Rav Yishua be Levi mikrach be Adayu ve Osik be Teir. Omar ha-yeles ha-ruvim ve-yeles chayim. אם חיין מעלו על עמדי הגון אלוהי מגנו, זה תראה אז מגן. זאת בגמורי, כהב השוכיף, רבי ישוע בן לוי גיוון נפטר, אומר לי, אומרו לי למלך המובס, זיל עובד לי ראוסה. Before you kill him, give him the last בקושי that he could ask. אז אני תולד למלך המובס מהשומיים. עוד על ישחזי לי, So Machalos came and he told him, I'm here to take you, but you can ask for something before. I want to see in the eyes of Olam Hazeh, my mokum in Olam Haba. Omali lechay, kizunteret. Omali, havli sakino, dil me mevadli beruchah, I'm scared, you're going with your big knife, give me to hold under the knife when we're going, when we're flying up to the Shammai. Because it went up, kimotu lehosom, Dalia saw the Malach HaMavis picked Rabbi Shua ben Levi over the gate that he could pick in to see his chaylik. Shoval, so he jumped. Nofa lahu gise. Malach HaMavis not allowed to go into Gan Eden. So he jumped and he fell into Gan Eden. Nakte bekano de glimes. So the Malach HaMavis held on to his end of his clothes and he was trying to pull him back. Oma le b'shvu ed lo yasine. Ich bin nishma azergen nishtar oisun b'isam mikdash. From Gan Eden. אמר קודש בריחו, זכת הקודש ברוך הוא הזה. If when he was in this world, Amoli was matir and neder, we will matir the neder also. But if, in Eilam Ahaze, he was never, Moiti Sheker Mipiv, and he was never matir and neder, so we will not matir. אמר להב לי סכינה, okay, so he never was matir and neder, they let him to stay. אמר להב לי סכינה, give me my knife back. They don't want to, what, to kill more people. Maybe it's also to give him even. It's a shadow of a ratzicha. Novak Baskel, what will have nearly? The mitzvah lebriyose. The vomitus. Machriz Eliyahu kamei. Eliyahu went around and was machriz. Panu mokoim lebar levoi. Panu mokoim lebar levoi. Make place, Dr. Rashi. Make place. Ozal Ashkech Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So he was walking in Gan Eden, and who he met? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Omar Lei. First, what's the idea? Ozal Ashkech Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Aviyosi Vatleisar Tachre Pize. He was sitting on 13 big chairs from gold. Omar Lei, Atu Bar Levi, Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, you're the Bar Levi that Eliyahu zogt panu mokre? Omar Lei, hey, yeah, ich bin the Bar Levi. Omar Lei, nira so hakeshes beyomecho? Omar Lei, hey. Omar Lei, im kein ein ato Bar Levi. Du bist nicht kein Bar Levi, zogt Rashi Pshat. Ein ato roi lakruz hazeh shani shimeya. Why? שהקשס אינו אלו אויס בריס לו אוילום שלא יחורב. שהקשס אינו אלו אויס בריס לו אוילום שלא יחורב. ואם יש צדי גומר בדויר, אין צורך אויס. זאת אומרת, שוזק פשט. He told him like this. If it's a צדיק in the world, Hashem doesn't want to bring a mabul anyway. The קשס comes because Hashem wants to bring a mabul. Just Hashem sees the קשס and He doesn't bring them out. So Omar Lei, ain't it a roile? Shakeshes ain't the oil is brish lo yichor ba'oilo. Im yesh tzadigom ba'doir and tzorich ois. So why we see a keshes? Weiss to is the biznishkin tzadig. So you're not worried that Eliyahu will say Panu Mokri. So Gemara Veloi was taking no keshes. And as far as he's given a hanover. Fragt sich der Kasche, so steht in Rashi HaYisoid, that if a tzaddik is in the door, you don't need the keshes, because the tzaddik could protect the door anyway. Fragt sich der Kasche, how you could say that the tzaddik could protect the door anyway? Noach is tzaddik. Hoyo be deroiso be kolshik am bedoiro shel Avrom. So why Noach didn't protect the mabul? Teretz is, tzaddik, mabul. So what is the time? Time shim barich ha'ai. Rabbi Shlomo Levi, you're not a tzaddik, because if you're a tzaddik, anyway, Mabul can come, so Hashem doesn't need a keshes. I'll prove to you, Sido of tzaddik and Sido Mabul. So, Amolich getracht na mahalach. The Gemara says, later, noch amim. Maybe it was not before that. The Gemara says that Noach HaTzaddik was a Mabul. Chazal said that the Mabul waited till Metushelach died for us. Kozma Metushelach was around, Hashem didn't want to bring a Mabul. Like the Welt, what is the difference? Kozma Metushelach is around, Hashem doesn't want to bring a Mabul. As Nishtokim Metushelach, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Mabul. Monoshach. Metushelach is a tzaddik and Noach is a tzaddik. What is the difference? Zog the Welt as Chazal zog that Noach was a tviya Noach mei Noach zoisli, zog the pasuk in the Novi. That was a tviya Noach shohoyle lispalel al doire velo yispalel. Mesushelach stated that he would go around and he was mechiach them. So he had a mala vot from Rebbe Povarsky. He said like this. It's two kind of tzaddikim. It's a public tzaddik and it's a private tzaddik. A public tzaddik is involved in the ganze world. A private tzaddik, to mehalchim in avodas Hashem. So if someone is a private tzaddik and is a ganze doriv chatoim, it's no problem. We bring the mabul, the private tzaddik, we put in a box. He's private. If he's a public tzaddik, he can't bring a mabul, he's a part of the dor. Mesu Shelach was a public tzaddik. The mabul can't come down. Noach is given a private tzaddik. The Mele, the Mabul came down. Mele, because I'm going to tell it to say. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a public tzaddik. Mele, that's even a time for Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. If you're a public tzaddik, so how the Mabul came, why Hashem has to bring a keshes? Anyway, the Mabul can't ishkum in Arab. The Shaila is how Rabbi Shua ben Levi knows, how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai knows that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is a public tzaddik. Maybe he's a private tzaddik. When I was there, Eliyahu was like, Panu Mokka. The Teretz says, the Gemara is Mamshich Tumo Lines. The Gemara says, Rab Chanine Bar Pope, Shushvine, Have it. Rashi says, he was a friend of the Malach HaMovis. All of them were together. Chaveiroi Verogi Letzle. Ki Have Nach Nafshei, Omar le Malach HaMovis, Zil Ovid le Reuse. They told him Malach HaMovis also, he also deserves something. Ozal le Gabay, Omar le Shavkin Tlosin Yemin and the head of Talmud. Give me 30 days, I want to be Chazer Shas. Kol HaTere Kula. The Amri, Ashri Mishabolekan ve Talmud be Yodoy, I need 30 days to Chazer. Shavke. Le Bosar Tlosin Yemin, Ozal is Chazer. Omar, ach will ich show me my place in Gan Eden. Omar, lechai, I'll go to show you. Omar, have me sakinoch, give me the knife. Omar, ki chavrech bo isle behevad li. You plan to do the same thing like your friend? Shadows, Mislama Baistais, if he has the knife, when you jump, he could give you with a knife, Baistais. I mean, on them, why he was not scared before they would jump? But Vaisnais, with a knife, he could stop. So he told him, so what? Amalei, I see Sefer Teire, the Chosi Mi'ike Mili Lekosa Delekiya. Bring a Sefer Teire. See, if I did everything, you can't stop me. Bring a Sefer Teire, check me, I did everything. אמר לי, בסדר, you did everything. הזכרבת בבעלי רסון ועסקת בתוירו? אבל when you said, you went to the בעלי רסון, you lived with them together? No, private. Private doesn't go up. This Rabbi Shlomo Levi had a bazunder in Meile that he was oisik with everyone בתוירו. The Gemara says, כנח נפשי, אפילו אוכי, פוסק עמודי דנוירה בין דידי לאלמה. הוא זה עמוד האש, וגמיר את הלפוסק עמודי דנוירה ללחד בדולר, או לתרי בדולר. And they couldn't get to the meter. And again, it's back in Mahalach from private. Yeah? No one could come out with the meter. So God Meister, till they managed to take away his meter. But because even if he was such a tzaddik, while he was not oisik with andere, he couldn't go up to the Shammai. So that's the time for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shua Belevi, you managed to jump in. Vaistois, you were meisel nefesh with different people. So how the keshes came in your days? Vaistois, it was nishken tzaddik. But from my tata, I heard that my tata said that it's nish the pshat in Rashi. Rashi meint anders. Das tag bei mit duyek. Lo me gein gut der Rashi. Omar le les ato bar levai. Ein et roi la kruz az ze shani shel mea. She akeshes ein el oiz bri shel oi chore voi lo. Vim yesh tzadi gomu badoir ein tzorich oiz. She akeshes ein el oiz bri shel oi chore ואם יש צדיק גומו בדויר, אין צורך אויס. זאת אומרת, שעושה את פשעת, why? Because the צדיק will protect from the mabul anyway, ומילא מנהב נשאום את דויס. אבל רשי לא זה say it. רשי יש שהקשס אינו אלו אויס בריא שלו יחורף, ואם יש צדיק גומו, אין צורך אויס. זה כמו הייתה את הפשעת הזה אנדרש. כל זמן was no קשס, השם bring a mabul. השם made a שבועה after the mabul, that he will not bring another קשס, another mabul. Every time when he has charoinaf, he will put a ois. Right? He will put a ois. And this ois stops the charoinaf. In yesh tzadik gomor and tzorich ois, the tzadik is the ois. The tzadik is the ois. Far the kashas nishgiben az ha'aloch. It's very meduknik in the song that we sang tonight. It's Tupi's money for Bar Yochai. אז בר יחי נמשכת אשריך השם את סוסי, לחבריך, ואז ואמרתם כל יחי רבי שמעון בר יחי. And the second one, ואמרתם כל יחי רבי שמעון בר יחי, and אויס חוף, we sang, כל יומו ואשר חויו, אויס הקשס לא נירו, כי הוא אויס אילום היו, אדוננו בר יחי. So what are the words? Kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes loy niro, ki hu ois oilom oyo. We can talk about the menage main stuff. But dachlos lego medoye gata. So alle singen, all the thousands of people that go to me all sing it. So in weiss da is, man, we stamm it, if it's there, so it's a gate with the menhogen zusammen, we stamm it's a tag medoye. Well, lomo oisik a shtikel in a andere fire. Fire in Shabbos. I want to mevar a shtikel inyan. Maybe I'll give you the this maisa happened 40 years ago. Be'etzem, most of you don't know that it happened. Bichlal, kubitz l'shenorah to say it with the ganze protim. So I will not say all the protim. But it was one of choshev yid, one of the gdele, took out a sefer. And in that sefer was written a halacha. We'll discuss it in a second. That sefer had us comments from all of the gedolim. This halacha, vaistois, people didn't realize that was in the sefer. The halacha was that you're allowed to use a dud shemesh in Shabbos. I don't know how you say it in English, dud shemesh. Although maybe there's no word for it in English. Dud shemesh, I'll explain to you what it is. That in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to have hot water from a boiler. You open the hot water and hot water comes out even without using no electricity. Why? Baruch Hashem, it's a country that has a lot of sun. Einei Hashem Elecha Bo, Mereishis Hashanah V'ad Achriso. Especially in the summer, you can mamash feel it b'yadayim. So they have on all of the roofs, every house, there's no house in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't have it. They have like a big tank that has like a black plate, and the water is inside the black plate, and the water shines on the plate. The sun shines on the plate, and the water inside gets hot. You open the water, it's mamish boiling water. You don't use no electricity to get hot water in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Mitzvahs. And the Shaila was, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos or not. And in that Sefer was written that you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. This was the main reason that a lot of Gedolim came out against the Sefer. They say the stipler took it in the middle of the shul and threw it on the floor in Shabbos. It was a very big tumult. Shlomo Zalman was standing very stark in back of the Mechaber, was supporting him. The Maaseh of the Sefer came out years later, a different edition, and this halacha was changed a little bit. And there it says, it's better not to use it in Shabbos. So I want a little bit to go in to Mevarer Take, why could be it's a Yisrael Deiraisa to use it in Shabbos, Take? We'll stick in Mevarer the Inyan, we'll see it's Negea to all different Shailas, Kulis and Chumris and microwaves, and all different shaylas, we'll try to feed the time that we have to be mevar the inyan. Is a gemara in Shabbos daf lametes. The gemara in Shabbos daf lametes Gemara says as it. You're not allowed to cook in Shabbos. B'chamo dekule alme lepligi deshorim. You're allowed to cook in the sun. We'll see later, it's a pon of kaminis also in our days. But you're allowed to take an egg and cook it in Shabbos in the sun. B'tol da'sa'oir kule alme lepligi de'os. In fire, you're not allowed to. And not only in fire. In tol da'sa'oir. What is tol da'sa'oir? You take Lamazag and Frank back. You boil it on the fire. You take it off the fire. You put an egg inside, it'll be cooked in a minute. You're not allowed to. It's no fire. It's toldas oil. This fragment got hot from the fire. So you're not allowed to cook in toldas oil on Shabbos. Keep ligi be toldas chamo. You're allowed to cook in a toldas chamo. I know, I'll take a fragment. Again, it's a soul, it's my very nagia. In cities, you could take a frank pot, put it outside in Shabbos, it could get, the frank pot could get hot almost 100 Celsius. Metal. You could touch very hot places in Shabbos. Mamash, the metal is boiling. You pour an egg in it, in a second it'll be boiling. The Gemara says, it's a machlekes. We pask and it's awesome. Mar sovar muter, mar sovar gazrin and told us chama oto told us oil, and mar sovar le gazrin. So steht in the Gemara, in fire you're not allowed to cook. In a sun you're allowed to cook. In a told us chama, and told us oil you're not allowed to cook. Why you're not allowed to cook in the told of the chama? Why it's worse from the chama? Because people will come to change. If you will cook an egg in the sun, people will know, sun I'm allowed to, fire I'm not allowed to. But if you will cook in the frank pot, people will not know that this frank pot was warmed by the sun. They will think that this frank pot was warmed by the fire, and they will come to use it. So Chazal made a gzeira, told us a chama, or to told us a chama. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, why are you allowed to cook? Hashem said, you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos, why are you allowed to cook in the sun? Zogt Rashi, the shori, the ain derech bishul lebekach. It's not derech bishul. Rechama boir lemichlif. The ligzer ho'atu. So Rashi says, why you're allowed to cook in the chama on Shabbos is not derech bishul. So when you read the Rashi, it's mashma that lo yitzuyer will be a doir that they will start to cook with the sun to be awesome. Rashi says the reason you're allowed to cook by chamo Because ain't derech bishul bekach. What's with Zayin lo yitzuyu v'zayin ador that it'll be derech yot and mevashel b'chama? Rabbi Muta. Rabbi Yosu. That's why it's talking about Moshe Feinstein in Igris Meshe. It's maybe machmir in it, chale gimel, simenun gimel, simenun beis, chale gimel, simenun beis. That if it'll be a derech to cook in the chama, Rabbi Muta. Rabbi Yosu. Also. Kum v'igletal. And he says, he doesn't understand. If the heter of cooking in the sun is because it's shaloi kederech, and Shabbos, shaloi kederech is also mid rabbanon. Why is no isu de rabbanon to cook in the chama? That's another kasha. This is a good kasha. Can you tell me it's not derech to cook in the sun? About the frank pot, the smell of shach, if it's not derech to cook in the frank pot, so told us a oil also does zayin muta. And if it's a derech to cook in the frank pot, so told us a chama also has to be also. The frank pot is the same frank pot, nafkamina, if it's full with sun heat, or it's full with fire heat. Another kasha bring the igletal. As a gemara and psochim, if you cook the korban pesach, you know, we know as a aloche, al toichlu numenu no mevushol ki'im tzliyesh roishe al krov. What would be if you cook the pesach in chamei tveria? Chamei tveria, the gemara has a shayla, if it's told us a chamo, pashas it's not told us a esh. Well, it says that it's, the reason it's warm because Gehenem, and Gehenem is fire, so it's considered Tolda Sachama. It's a bazunda shmuz. Because you have to know, it's mamash of fire, as they stay in the Gemara, that mamash is a fire there somewhere. Fregder, if the reason you're allowed to do it with Shabbos is because it's not derech bishul, this is the reason that if Shabbos I'm doing it, it's mutter. Oh, but the Pesach is mevushal. Zogdi Igletal, I want to say, tell a Yesoid that Chamo is not Mevasha. As the Din of Shulchan Aruch in Orachayim, Simen Tof Nun Beis, Ein Magilim Bechamei Tveria. You can't make a Golas Tveilim Bechalet Tveria. Because it has a Aloche of Klisheini. Behilchis agol is nafkimin if it's derech or not derech. It's hot, it's hot. The Rosh in Hilchis mikvod, it's a halacha, when a person is chayiv tvila de'eraisa, you have to wash your head with hot water before you go to the mikveh. It's not nogea to mikveh's boss, chorim as man hazeh, but nogea to tvila de'eraisa. So I got to shine in Perskim if you're allowed to wash your hair with Chamei Tveria. And again, the same thing of being in Eretz Yisrael, if you're allowed to use hot water from Dud Shemesh. Well, I say everyone is making that, they got to be that for sure. But it's mevuyo l'chaura that it's a different kind of cooking. And we'll go weiter. The Minchas Chinuch has a shayla la'aloche. This again again in a lot of nafkeminis. Is aloche ain bishul achar bishul b'Shabbos. If something was cooked b'chamei Tveria, you're allowed to cook it again? Or not? The raisa ain bishul achar bishul. Something was cooked with sicha moish in a microwave. You're allowed to put it back in the oven in Shabbos or not? An upside down pot, the chitim say you're allowed to. It's mevushal, it's not mevushal. The Rambam wrote a sofek lin en bosor becholov. Ze isu de reise te mevashel bosor becholov. Zog de Rambam mevashel bosor becholov becha mitverye, eino loike. If it's only not a derech, lemai ze tzemai se bishu. The Gemara in Menoches, the famous Gemara, the Chof Aleph, the Gemara says, "Dam she bishlo, you're not over all of." Because with the rice, you have to have roile mizbeach. Kofa b'chamo. The Gemara declares, "What a bizak the shittim mekubetzes." The Gemara means to say Maybe only if it's mevushal b'chamo it's considered mevushal. But if it's mevushal, I'm sorry, only if it's mevushal b'oil it's mevushal, by fire. But if it's mevushal b'chamo, it says it's mevushal. And the chule is more rayas than the gemara in chulin daf ches. So from all of these rayas, the chule is muchach be'etzem. That not like this fakir, that lechure, the reason Chazal will matir to mevashel b'chamo, chamo take cooks different, and is a din bishul, and chamo says it's can bishul. As a mogin Avraham, after them from Shom build his yisoid, is a halacha and Shabbos that not, if you have wet clothes, you're not allowed to put them in the fire to dry, near the fire. Melaben, Mevashel, Zog the Mogil Avraham, but you're allowed to put it in the sun. It will cook in the sun. There's no bishul. There's no Melaben. So, I'm saying again, from Mikoyach this, the Rabbonim, the beginning started, the Halacha wanted the Taina, stated you're allowed to Mevashel Bechama and Shabbos. This is considered mevashel b'shabes b'chama ve'elitz muta. V'yesh machmirim, I think, written down in the sefer. But a list of 10 rayas that does is nishkin bishu. I want to tell you why it's in the guest sometimes. Rabbi became a zogin dos, but sometimes it becomes a pikuach nefesh. Later in life, it's different in the chatunces in the houses that is a shayla for pikuach nefesh to use hot water in Shabbos to take showers. Your leather is different in the chatunces. So avada, it's better to use duchemish water than to use boiling water. That's the shame of believing in Eretz Yisrael. I'm saying, to use duchemish water and not to use electricity water, because it's a very big tzad that dos is nishke mevashel d'ereise. And it's mutar lekatchile. Even though we have so much rayas, but we have a Rashi fakert. Rashi says the reason you're allowed to cook in Shabbos, in Chamo, the ein derech bishul bekach. So you could say Rashi means to say why Chazal didn't aser. Lashon Rashi, ein derech bishul bekach, v'chamo bo'ir lemichlaf. Rashi says, why Chazal didn't make a gzeira and the chamo? Because ain't there a bishul b'kach. So now the shaila is as a. So again, milchura etzmuto. But we have a loshen Rashi, ain't derech levashel b'kach. So they said, no, a loshen, 10 rayas against a loshen, the 10 rayas push away the loshen. So we'll start. So again, the first shita was matir. Tainu the machmirim. But Rashi says, ein derech. So okay, Rashi is against alle rayas. So what we'll have to say? That Rashi means, why Chazal didn't make a gzeire? Because it's not derech levasha. May the Tainu, today that is the derech in Eretz Yisrael, to make hot water with a dude. So it's your derech levasha. That's why Chosh also with the Rabbana. May it be also with the Rabbana. Another mehalach, they say. Why Rashi said ein derech levashel bekach? Rashi learned like this. Legabi kol atire kula, we said basar becholov, menoches, dam, michvo is a suya. It's not a bishul. But in Shabbos, it doesn't go lefi the gedorim of kol atire kula. In Shabbos, it goes lefi the gedorim of meleches machshavos. And lo yitzir etz derech levashel, yubichayev even bechamo. Because it's doing it in Mishkan. There's a lot of rice. I'll bring you some rice to this Yisoid. I'll get a poor rice to this Yisoid. The Moshal in Kotchim is the Isur Gzize. So there's a halacha, how you have to be Goizes, with Kli and Das. And Shabbos, if you pick two here, it's Yichayim, it's at Goizes also. And Kotchim stayed close, it's Nishkan Gzize. Gzize is some Melechas Gzize. So why in Shabbos is Chayv? So in the Poiskim, Shabbos Melechas Machshavos also Teir. This is the reason in Shabbos is a Halacha, told the same Kayyitzu b'hem. You found another Aveira to the same Kayetzabem? You're not allowed to eat Chazer to the same Kayetzabem? It's not Toldus. Shabbos is Toldus. It's a Isur Bishul, it's a Toldus. So Avada Chama could be a Toldus. She's why it's not a Toldus, because ain't there a Bishul Bikach. But look at here in our days, Chama will become Derech, so to be Toldus. So again, so even if we had 10 rayas that chamer is nishkin bishul be'etzen, b'chevche, legabe karatir kulo, first maybe it's also with the rabbanon, because it's derech. But more from that, kon zayin Rashi said it's not derech, because in Shabbos, even if legabe karatir kulo, it's nishkin mevashel, or bevarsi, it's the derech, that's about to chatol. Kommt der Moshe Feinstein. Kommt der Moshe Feinstein. Der Moshe says a Nupshat. Der Moshe says, in Chori has a kasha. If this Lomdus is right, that if it's derech bekach, it becomes deiraise. So why told us Chamo? Is only also with the Rabbonon. L'chur atzmeri derech. So the Moshe has to be that the main thing is derech. Now this kind of fire is derech, so then Yechayev undertold us. So the Moshe goes on microwaves. Lama Yitzchon, the mindset was Nogea, this Shaila, you're sitting and living in Yeshiva, you don't have these tirdas, but they came from all the hospitals. They said, we have to cook in Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh. Well, use a microwave. Forget about another electricity problem. I'm talking, you have a microwave that normally normal microwave you can't open because of the wave, but it's something else. It's like kind of microwave that goes with waves. That you could put the food inside. It's not chamo. It's microwave. So you can chamo, it's another sort of waves. So Lechure, they wanted to talk to Moshe, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos? You're allowed to do it in Shabbos. And some, I heard some nish beseder rabbonim taka use it, maimer amuzgen, some people use a microwave for fleishiks and milchiks together. They put fleishiks and then they put milchiks. You have a lot of restaurants that don't have good ashgachas, also have the same problem. They have fleishiks and milchiks, the same microwave. This is mamish bosa becholov. So the people that are making say, no, microwave is can bishu. It's can bishu. Havad is a bishul. But this they came to ask Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe wanted to tell it like this. Reb Moshe says that why Amol people didn't cook with a chamo? Because it's not a good way to cook with chamo. It's much better to cook with a fire. So it's ain't derech bekach. It's not such a good way. But look at Tzuyah, they would have microwaves. Look at Tzuyah, everyone would have microwaves. It's like the Ravada people will cook with microwaves. And he says, when there will be a lot of microwaves, this will be what people will use the whole time. The mele, it's there. It's the Zelbezach. It's not, the mice, it's not so posh what the Moshe is saying. Because first, the fact is that microwave, Taki people don't use so much for cooking. A very small amount of people use microwave for cooking. Not only that, if you know, when you warm up something with a microwave, it gets cold very quick. This is how you saw it. If something boils on the fire, it's really hot. Something boils on the microwave, it's hot, in 5 minutes it disappears. Why it was the pshat again? What was the pshat? Well, the microwave has run away. What was the longest? So, as I said, if I come on a mumcher, it's not pshat, as the way it works, it's two reasons that things get warm. It's near something hot. There's a lot of things that run around inside quickly. And these things, the quicker they run, the zach becomes very hot. So normally when you put something in the fire, it makes these little atoms of waste to run around. And this makes it hot. The chokhmah of the microwave, he sends waves to start to make these things to run around. But normally they run around because the zach becomes warm and they start to run around. When they roll around, they make the zach even more worse. So it's a circle. As I get it, that's what I'm saying. The microwave goes directly to these little circles and he starts to spin them to run around. And the minute that it goes out, they start to run around, the minute they become cold. So it's not an undersold bishul. If it's an undersold bishul, nicht as a poshet that you hire. It's not an undersold. It's nicht as an unendike salt. Was more reasons that the Oisrim wanted the Aser to use the Dud Shemesh. I'm going back to the Dud Shemesh. They said like this. Dud Shemesh could be, it's not considered, if you cook in Shabbos in a microwave, okay, Remosha Aser. Or but it's kielu you're cooking with the microwaves. A Dud Shemesh, how it works. You have on the roof a big tank full with water. You have like a big black piece of metal. That big piece of black metal, this big piece, has inside little pipes going up and down. And the water goes inside. Now, stop. The metzius is that heat goes up. Man, the hot water goes up and more cold water goes in. And I say, Alamo, it moves around and it warms it up. I say, kach. This is the way it works. The way the water gets warmed up, the sun shines on the black. Black is a color that reserves the sun. Maybe the water that touches the black gets warm. Das ist tolles Chama. Das ist nicht kein Chama. Chama would be, I'll put a bucket of water on the floor. The sun will shine inside. It will get warm. Over here, I'm warming it in a plate that got warm up in a Chama. Das ist the Rabbanan anyway. Adam Gitainen, that's safe in the beginning. Gitainen, every pot when you put in the oven, but the fire makes the food warm. Sigay to the pot. That is the pot. That's the given the vikuach. Chermel the oisim from the material. That is then Shulchan Shleimer from the Zalman Hot Arichas. There's another problem they said in the Dud Shemesh. Even if Lama Zogin you hold that it's Chama. Now, the way it works, and this is Taki, you know, a lot of people I saw, they have like these new sinks. They call it mixer sinks. I don't know how they call it in English. Amol, or even Heint in my house, and a lot of Gute Choshev Yidden, we have one sink for milk, for cold water and one sink for hot water. But then, like, the cold is blue, the warm is red. Kach Teva Olam. I think in the right is bederech the cold, and the left is the hot. Today they made a new zach, one sink, one faucet. Everyone has hot and cold, warm and cold. But normally those came to Reus, you have one thing you turn, and you have a second thing you turn. Now they made, so they wanted to save money, so instead of having two, they made like something nice, like a flower as that. And if you to the right side, it's hot, cold, and the warm side. There you have to know, it's a big problem, because if you open it in the middle, you're using hot water. What is the problem when you're using hot water in Shabbos? Some people think that even when you open the cold one, epis of the warm one comes out. But I didn't check it up. I heard about that. But some people think that the metzius is, even when you open the cold one in these, is epis comes out from the other one. It's a metzius, I say. I don't want to ask if it's... But I know the Moshe, a lot of Rabbanim don't give a hechsher to mikvahs that have such a zach. Because people in Shabbos can be nichshul. First, it's a horror, you know, doesn't make you to turn it till the end. And all this time, you see in Shabbos, you come to houses, people are mamash nichshul. But what is the problem to open hot water in Shabbos? I don't need hot water. The boiler is not on, everything is all right. No, everything is shut. I close the boiler before Shabbos. But the problem is the tank is full with boiling water from Kli Rishon. When you take out a little bit of hot water, cold water comes in. Gemevashel bekli rishon. So even if the shemesh is muter and Shabbos, aber lo yitzuya, the water is coming weiter into the tank. So the fresh water is getting warm in the water in the Dut Shemesh. This is the water of Tolas Cham already. Now, the water of Zohar got warmed in the sun. The fresh water is getting warm in the other water. You see what I'm saying? You have a tank full with hot water. When you open the faucet and you take out hot water, automatically cold water coming from the other side. And this water you mevashel beklirish. This is the reason normally you're not allowed to open a hot water in Shabbos, if not that you know that the people close the sinks if the water coming in. It's not enough that the boiler is closed, because you'll be putting hot cold water into the hot water. But it's another zach. You have a dut shemesh, you want to use it. But again, you're using the hot water, so when you're taking out hot water, more cold water comes in. So forget about that the new water is getting warmed up in the system in the black. The first thing is also getting warmed up in the hot water that's inside the tank. You mevashel. On the frank part. So you mevashel and told us chama. You're not allowed to mevashel and told us chama. The Meister in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa in the Numa Adures, he brings down from Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said not to use it in Shabbos because he says a lot of places that this Meister today in Eretz Yisrael, every Dut Shemesh comes in with a boiler inside. Moshe, you have a dira, so you have hot water. A lot of guys want to take shower, you press on the hot water, the boiler. You don't have two tanks. The same tank, they have also electric system. So if it's warm anyway, so you, anyway you don't use the electric. But you put on your red light. But Mu'am Sha'azeh gave us. So B'meile, it's Mexican in Vashon, Shmuel Zalman says. And in Mipnei Aroyim, he says not to use. Also Lachlufe, he says you're not allowed to use it. And Azevi Chazal Asu told us Acham, or Otu told us Aoyr, he says the Maisa not to use it. Now, in the microwave, Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said there's another reason to ask a microwave. Shmuel Zalman said like this. Amol, he went to visit the Chazon Ish. I don't know if they have it. Someone told me it came back to the Diris. I don't know. I didn't see the Diris recently. How you make a cup of hot water? So you have a kettle. There's another way. You have like a little electric fork. You could put it into the water and it warms up the cup of water. You know, it's like a piece of metal, like a fork. You put it into the cup of water, it takes a second, the water is boiling. So Shmuel Zalman told him, he thinks you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. If Shabbat HaRabbon or not, what is the issue? There's no fire. What is the fire here? It's no electric, it's not red. Electric is only if it's red. It doesn't get red. If it gets red, the cup will pop. What? Plugged into fire here. But this goes into the cup. So, there's no fire. So what is the issue? When you cook in a kettle, it's red. You tell me, you look in your kettle, you don't see that it's red. The red is inside, you don't see the red. But if you will open the little metals around and you look into them, it's something red there. It's boiling hot. The heat is something boiling. Here, this thing is not hot. The way it works is the electricity goes into the water. And again, it spins down these little circles. As they gave us. So Chazon Ish told him, I heard that from the mumchim that the metzias is that even the ones that you could buy today, don't work like this anymore, because I think the Ramshalas didn't let so much to use this way. And today it really uses that little fork has inside something very warm, and it warms the water. They don't work today that the electricity goes around the water. They were scared that people will get electric shots. So, and Rav Shmuel Zalman told him, I wanted to say to the hospitals that it's the best thing to do. So he told him, the Chaznish told him, that while electricity comes from fire, so everything that is cooked and electricity and coming from electricity, it's considered, told us, fire, and it's a Isur Deraisa. So the Meir, they tell you that a microwave is also waves that come from electricity. You can't have a microwave without electricity. The Meir, the microwave will also be Deraisa. Was a Maisa, I heard later that some of the Gdolim were not masking. It was a Choshev Rosh Hashiva, I don't want to say his name. I heard this Maisa from his kids. Years ago, the reason they were, they had a lot of guests, and Bekitza, the chant got spoiled. Bekitza, the chant was not chant for Shabbos morning. The big Shlom Bayis matzah. So he took out, outside his son, all of his kids, and they had a big garden, and he put the chant in the middle of the garden. And they took glasses, and they were standing, and they got the sun to shine under the chant, and the chant started to boil. It's for half an hour, and they had a chant. And he said, "This is mevashel b'chama, mevashel b'chama." He said he learned it, he told him that he remembers it was a story, it was a famous story that was once a country that was a big king came to fight with a country with I think 13 huge big boats, and they didn't know what to do. So the poor smart people, and they standing near the beach, and they had these glasses, and all the boats went up on fire. So from this is what he told them, and like this they cooked the chop. But it's not so possible, because Be'etzem, Ken Zion could be another Isu. The Minchas Chinuch fragt der Kashe, why every mevashel be'etzem is makir bepatish? The food is not ready, and you're fixing the food. So Allah will tell us, if I'm mevashel, I'm not chayav as makir bepatish. Fragt the Minchas Chinuch, so mevashel b'chamo alemol, if it's not mevashel, be chayav as makir bepatish. Zog ter, it's me'elov. I pull it and it cooks me'elov. The sun comes. Chama you never cook. You put it and the sun comes. Aval chura, if you take the sun with your hands, with the glass, and you're pushing the sun in a veinik, ken zayin, that you chayav as mevash. I don't know the metzias. Let me see if it's considered one or two. Now, lemaisa is two zachim. The people that are machmir, because they've never narois, okay, for sure not to use the chemish, this is poshet, and not to use the microwave in Shabbos, but you're telling me what is nefkimina, I'll tell you, I had shenapol maises done, with apol mentioned, they wanted to put a microwave on a Shabbos clock, and to put it inside, and then the microwave goes on, it warms up. So it's a shehir like a tchila, but if it's not mevashel, so what is the problem? So the eitzah, how to have the microwave is not a problem. You pull it, goes on for 5 minutes, you open it, you put a chant, take it out of the fridge, it's boiling, and you serve it in the yard. So that's nishtava tzuret. Also you have to know that things that were boiling, the hainu, if you have a boiling cup of water, out of a, when you take it out of the sink, even if it's boiling and it's yad tziledes, you have to be makpid not to pour it into a hot cup of tea, because we have a tzad that duchemesh is nishke mevashel, and if you put it into the hot water beklirishin, you are mevashel. Then you can have a tea that is not so hot, but it's klirishin yet, and from the sink you can have even more boiling water, but even so you're not allowed to put the boiling water from the sink into, al-mashal, Amala Bachrim called me up, they had a mistake after Shabbos already, they did it, was missing hot water in the chant. So the member from the house, you're allowed to pour hot water. So they opened the sink till it was mamish boiling water. Chutz and averus that they did about that. But then, the different problem is, they took this hot water, it was mamish boiling, they put it into the chal. So it's chazore, chutz and all these achim. It was boiling hot. So you have to know all these achim. I'm saying that lemaisa we nemtzachot, aber mitzad sheini fakert. We go fakert. Bosa becholot. You have a fleishike sink, or in the yeshivas they call it a treifadike sink, and you have inside fleishike dishes and milchike dishes, and someone put open the hot water very strong, and it's boiling. So here it's fakert. B'choishesh lechumre, that it is mevasha. Avad it's a suffix from primegodim, so maybe different rabbonim will be mitzarefet for little tzirufim. But lechumre you have to be machmir. Although Rabbi Yashi says, lemoshel, if something was warmed in a microwave, I'll tell you, I know a house that they like to do potatoes instead of doing them on the fire, they do the potatoes in a microwave. You put it for 30 minutes in the microwave, it comes very gishmak. Potatoes. It's like a fire, like a kumzitz azah. Now, these people do before Shabbos a lot of potatoes in the microwave. You put it for half an hour, it comes givaldik. Sweet potato especially. This is the mitzvahs. Now Shabbos, they want to warm it up. The halacha is, davar yovesh shenisbashel, you're allowed to put. So here's a big machlekes hapoiskim. Rabbi Yashi says, "Me'ikar adin, he holds you allowed to put it on the fire." Dainu, the ways that you're allowed to put it in Shabbos, you're allowed to put it. Some people take a machmir. I'm saying, but for sure not to be maker, not to say there's no bishul, there's no boss of a cholov in a microwave. But also the tamtzes advarim of unsere fire. This is unsere fire for like Bohemia.